I'm a little in pain to be in a state to observe all this information to take in, because the conversation I had with a man in my life last night, I waited 30 minutes to get through his phone, and finally I got through. I asked, you know, hey, you were on the phone 30 minutes, and he says, no, I was on phone 1 hour with his ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
And then I was even scared to ask to what was going on.
So let's express yourself in giraffe to this jackal. How do you, tell him how you feel at his talking to his ex-girlfriend for an hour.
I'm feeling a little scared to even ask what's going on, because I need some emotional safety.
That's perfect. And now make a clear present request.
Would you willing to tell me we are still in a relationship?
That I would suggest strongly you hold as your second request. I would want your first request to see whether he received a memnoon. Because if he didn't receive a memnoon from what you just said, you'll pay for it.
Would you be willing to tell me what you heard me say?
Yes, I heard what you're trying to say, is that I can't even have a phone conversation without you getting jealous and getting, you know. I know you'd never pick a man that would talk that way to you, but I want to prepare you for the worst that you can get. Okay, so.
He's worse than that.
Oh, my God. And I thought I was the worst man that ever lived.
Silence. Silence.
Oh, yes. No, I know that game, too. Yeah. Do a silence.
Do a silence.
I hate to be so cruel, but anyway.
So what I did, we just talk about other little things, and we usually end up our conversation in the phone calls, and I love you. He didn't.
Yes. Okay, so let's pretend, let's make it a little easier. Let's at least have this now the next time you see him, and you want to talk about that telephone call. So now you've asked me what I heard, and I told you, yes, you know, I can't even talk with another person for, you know, a while, and right away, you know, you get jealous about it. My God, you know, you're making our relationship slavery.
So are you feeling annoyed because you need to do what you want to do at in your way?
So this relationship I'm having a little bit of hope for, because she didn't go into feeling that her wanting, saying what she did, causing this jackal's enormous pain right now. Because see, if she thought that she can make him unhappy just by a request, my goodness, she's going to feel her needs are toxic. Just the opposite, that her needs are a precious gift. So there's some hope for the relationship, because she didn't say, so are you upset I ask that? She just tried to hear what his need is.
Yes.
So say it again, so we can all get that in our mind, never to hear you feel because I.
So are you feeling annoyed and some stressful because you need to you need some respect for your own space, and you can take care of your needs?
Yes. You know, I was simply talking to her for, you know, some things that needed to be, I had to talk to her about. And, you know, not a big thing.
Thank you for telling me that. Also, at the same time, I have this strong need for some emotional safety with you, because I really cherish my relationship with you. Can you tell me what you heard me say?
You have a need for safety, emotional safety.
Yes, and would you be willing to tell me how you feel after you heard me say that?
I feel scared. Put some giraffe ears on this jackal. I feel scared, because then I hear that in order for you to feel safe, I can't talk to somebody on the phone.
So are you feeling uncomfortable about my Are you feeling uncomfortable because you need some safety around our relationship too?
Yes, and that I can have the freedom to talk with people without
freedom.
It threatening our relationship.
Mm. So you feel you need freedom and safety in our relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that. I'm feeling better. I'm done.
But we want to also, we want to move through request to getting everybody's needs met, which are quite possible. You see, once everybody's needs are understood, everybody's needs can be met. For example, just in the interest of time, it could go this way. I certainly want you to feel the freedom to make these choices and not to feel that you can't, that it would meet my need, especially if it's going to involve the other person. Would you be willing to at least make clear to me what your needs were in talking to her, so I at least don't have my jackals go on a wild chase? You know?
That's very helpful.
Would you be willing to do that? But before you agree to that, do you hear a demand in that? I'm just really searching for a way to get both of our needs met. If that's not good for you, I'm confident if we can keep this giraffe dance going, we can both get our needs met.